Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show today. Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex. And we've also got Aaron Dykes, InfoWars writer and researcher in studio. And Aaron is co-hosting the rest of the broadcast with me today. We're talking about Glenn Beck. Not just Glenn Beck, but basically the entirety of the so-called right-wing neocon media, who have become very upset about the possibility of the Muslim Brotherhood taking the reins of power in Egypt and certainly other countries in the region following this apparent wave of revolutions that shows no sign of abating. And basically, Beck is trying to invoke the Islamic threat, but not in an honest way. He's trying to tie it into this so-called global communist conspiracy for one world government that he's always talking about it, without mentioning the truth, which is the fact that both communism and radical Islam are merely tools of the New World Order being used to advance the overall agenda for global government. Now, Aaron Dykes wrote an article on Saturday called "Dear Glenn Beck, Egypt Destabilization Opt Hatched by Globalists, Not Communists." And in this article, he explains how this wave of revolutions is about a globalist agenda to destabilize the region so they can then swoop in with their carefully groomed establishment candidates to take over the reins of power. At the moment in Egypt, the situation is Mubarak resigned on Friday. There are reports out of Israel that he suffered some kind of stroke and he's now, in fact, in a coma. And now in Egypt, the military have taken command. They've temporarily suspended the constitution and are now saying that strikes are illegal. They're saying you can still protest, but they're telling the protesters to go home while pointing guns at them. So, mixed message somewhat. So basically, it's a military dictatorship, temporarily at least, and the key issue is who will take control of the country in this election in 6 months' time, and which candidate, you know, what interest they'll represent, because the globalists under Brzezinski certainly have their finger in the melting pot. Aaron, any other points you wanted to mention about your article?
Well, yeah, Paul, because the Haaretz was also reporting it was a quiet military coup behind Mubarak's resignation, which we know was a U.S. military-backed silent coup, and that's just part of the whole game that people like Glenn Beck will tell you it's radical Islam with the left hand, but they won't explain what's going on with the right hand. Certainly we can hope that this region isn't going to become more radical than it already is, but to the extent that it is, I think the U.S. and the other allied intelligence agencies really have a hand in doing that, and so it's pretty disingenuous. The other aspect is the popular uprising, all the people in the streets. You saw similar things last year with Iran. George Soros was indicated in that kind of popular uprising. And I really wonder if that's just a rebranding effort, the same as we saw with the change of guard from Bush to Obama, when there was very little substantive change between the two. What do you think, Paul?
Well, exactly. And I mean, what's amazing about that you mentioned about the no substantive change between Obama and Bush is the fact that today we've got this Young Americans for Freedom group coming out, and I believe Kurt Nimmo has posted an article on this on Infowars.com in the past couple of hours, expelling Congressman Ron Paul from their movement because of his, quote, delusional and disturbing alliance with the fringe anti-war movement. And they, in fact, point out that the Obama administration is, quote, a feeble and appeasing administration, and will point out their hypocrisy in the next segment on The Alex Jones Show at prisonplanet.tv. Don't go away.
It's It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's Paul Joseph Watson, writer and editor for PrisonPlanet.com, filling in for Alex. Now, we've got Aaron Dykes also co-hosting in studio. Before the break, I was just getting into this story about how the Young Americans for Freedom organization, YAF, announced Saturday that they were going to expel Ron Paul from their organization because of his, quote, delusional and disturbing alliance with the fringe anti-war movement. And basically they labeled the Obama administration as, quote, feeble and appeasing and attempted to lump Ron Paul in with the Obama administration and make out that he was some kind of weak-minded liberal in that he didn't want to support carpet-bombing brown people in the third world. Now, the first thing to address on this is the fact that they label Obama and his administration feeble and appeasing, when in fact the Obama administration war chest, year after year, has been bigger than anything that was ever passed under George W. Bush. In fact, Obama's 2011 war chest swelled to more than $700 billion, which is more than Bush ever got. You know, there are more troops in Afghanistan now under Obama than there ever were under Bush. And Obama's tacit withdrawal of some troops out of Iraq, you know, they've only been replaced by more mercenaries. the first thing that Obama did upon his election was to send 30,000 more troops into Afghanistan, expand the Bush-era bombings in Pakistan, as well as opening up a new front in Yemen. So if you think that bombing brown people in the third world for the security interests of the United States is conservative, then you should support the Obama administration. And yet the young Americans for Freedom are saying that Ron Paul isn't a real conservative because he doesn't support that. Now, the fact that Obama has a bigger military budget than Bush year upon year gives a pretty clear indication that occupying and invading foreign countries has nothing to do with true conservatism. Of course, the foundational belief system of the neocons, and this was this came to light during the Iraq invasion in 2003, is Leon Trotsky. Remember the article out of the National Post, Trotsky's ghost wandering the White House. And Trotsky, of course, was the head of the Fourth International, the communist organization. So, I mean, he was the author of the doctrine of preemptive war. And this is the guy who the top neocons in the Bush era helped launch the Iraq war. They were the authors of the PNAC document. You know, Trotsky was their philosophical guru, as well as Leo Strauss, this other neoconservative icon, a man who advocated that the state engage in perpetual deception of its citizens in order to create absolute power and basically pure fascism. So this is the philosophical foundation of the neocon belief of preemptive warfare that Obama is now aggressively continuing, having picked up the baton from Bush. And because Ron Paul opposes that, because he's a real founding father conservative, the founding fathers, of course, advocated a non-interventionist foreign policy, because Ron Paul sides with the founding fathers, this pathetic little neocon organization has kicked him out of their group. But I mean, Aaron, shouldn't Ron Paul be absolutely honoured and proud to be rid of this group, given who they align themselves with?
They should, Paul, and this whole feeble thing is a code word for that they're very scared that Ron Paul, you know, single-handedly won the CPAC poll over the weekend, you know, defeating Mitt Romney, defeating Sarah Palin, defeating Newt Gingrich and all the other canned candidates they have lined up. You saw Donald Trump saying Ron Paul has no chance of winning. That's because they were scared that conservatives at CPAC were completely for the Ron Paul camp. They booed Dick Cheney. They booed Donald Rumsfeld. And they're really concerned that Ron Paul is hitting the notes really at the right time and place. You've even seen Sarah Palin. Now, we know the Tea Party thing is controlled and contrived and taken over, but it's still hopeful that you see Sarah Palin saying cutting defense and military spending is no longer a sacred cow, that this debt bubble is hitting at the right time. Just as we see this stuff happening in Egypt, it's very hopeful that we're seeing Ron Paul and other people talking about cutting the military budget. Of course, you saw Ron Paul mention that in part of his speech. I think that part of the establishment associated with the neocons, it feels very threatened that they can even talk about in these debates cutting the military budget, because it's done nothing but build up regardless of left or right presidents for the past 60 years or so. And of course, with Obama, you see a continuity of government, not only because we know who's really calling the shots behind the scenes, but because they all want war. You see his deputy Secretary of State under Hillary, Steinberg, he wrote a paper called Preventive War, a Useful Tool. So they're all just of this neocon mindset. And to see someone like Ron Paul coming in with a strong backing, stronger than he was in 2008, this whole wave has grown. They're very concerned about a return to true conservatism or just into this anti-war paradigm.
Well, I mean, if they were so, if they really thought that Ron Paul could never win the election, as Donald Trump said last week. Why would they so obsessively trash him every opportunity they get? They're obviously scared about the fact that somebody like Ron Paul has got the grassroots movement behind him to get the motivation, to get the snowball effect that could really lead him to challenge Obama. And remember, we had the Rasmussen poll last year, I believe it was April 2010, which showed that if there was an election there and then between Ron Paul and Barack Obama, that Obama would only win by 1%. And that's with a significant portion of the US voting public. A lot of them still don't even know who Ron Paul is because he hasn't had the chance to get a significant platform as part of a national debate. But even without that, he was shown as only being 1 percentage point behind Obama if they had gone head-to-head. Granted, that's come down a little in the past couple of months, but only because Obama enjoyed this 15-point bounce in the aftermath of the Tucson shootings. But still, as I talked about on Friday, a Rasmussen poll last week showed that Ron Paul had a better chance of defeating Obama than Sarah Palin. Now, Palin's obviously going to be the darling of the establishment Republicans and the co-opted Tea Party, and yet Ron Paul's got a better chance of going head-to-head with Obama. So it just shows that this idea that he's got no chance of winning the presidency is a tactic on behalf of the neocons to create a self-fulfilling prophecy, because all the polls show that he's got a very real chance of beating Obama if it was a level playing field, which of course the establishment media is determined not to be the case, which is why during the 2008 campaign they consistently trashed Ron Paul's name, similar to how they threw all manner of mud at Rand Paul during his recent senatorial campaign, which of course was completely skewed, distorted. It was a massive smear on every level. Everything they threw at him, from the aqua budda to the civil rights farce, and yet Rand Paul still easily defeated his opponent to become senator. And now indeed, you know, Rand Paul's talking about maybe running for president. So, I mean, the game has changed in the past 4 years, and I don't think they'll be able to discredit Ron Paul to the extent that they were 4 or 5 years ago, which means that he's got a very real chance if he gets that momentum going.
I think he does, and I think it's just that you see this contrived media voice always talking about Sarah Palin, always saying that, you know, certain establishment candidates are the only one anyone's going to pay attention to. But it shows the power of the internet that the Ron Paul movement, the supporters for Rand Paul, have been out there. And look what they're doing once they're in office. We may not be able to trust the Republicans themselves, but Rand Paul came out strongly for not extending the Patriot Act, even though the House ended up voting for it in that second vote. We've seen Ron Paul talking about really just sacred cow issues, cutting the military budget, bringing home the troops as he has for years. Now it's finally gaining traction, and I think the system's freaked out by that. But it really is a contrived media thing to have all these people saying Ron Paul can't win. Not only is it a self-fulfilling prophecy, but it's use of those media buzz terms. I remember, leading up to 2008, we did a poll for Ron Paul. We commissioned one through Zogby. And at the time, Mitt Romney kept polling 28%, 30%. We got that script. The script for Mitt Romney had been contrived. It had all these buzzwords calling him a hero, saying how he had saved the Olympics, how he had done all these wonderful things. When we had them rewrite it and use neutral terms, he didn't poll nearly as high. And so that's just an example of how you could see the media contrivance and who they predict, supposedly, as winners in these races. So hopefully Ron Paul has gained enough traction that he'll get a fair shot this time. And I hope he runs.
Well, exactly. He hasn't announced yet. He's expected to announce. I mean, all the candidates at this CPAC conference are expected to announce their candidacy for president. So we all expect Ron Paul to do the same. What's important about it is that him and Rand have stayed true to their principles as real conservatives and not Marxists like Leon Trotsky, as all these other neocons worship, and that's the reason why his popularity remains and why the grassroots movement behind him remains so strong. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show after the break. I watch the live stream at prisonplanet.tv. Stay tuned.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Some kind of way out of here.
We're back on the other Alex Jones Show. France wants new global finance system. France will help the transition to a global financial system based on several international currencies, the French economy minister said today. And this is France and China basically calling for the end of the US dollar as the world reserve currency, just days after the IMF again called for SDRs to replace the dollar as the world reserve currency, and indeed their own reserve accumulation and international monetary stability document, in which they claim that a global currency called the Bancor would be controlled by a global central bank and used to replace the US dollar. So that agenda is now being kicked into high gear. Also, an article that's just gone up on prisonplanet.com. Obama pencils in $37 billion budget increase for DHS naked body scanners. The Obama administration is to propose a $37 billion increase in federal spending for the Department of Homeland Security, earmarking funds for more radiation-firing naked body scanners in airports around the country. And don't forget, it's not just in airports anymore. The truck checkpoints for commercial vehicles at rest stops that have been occurring over the past year or so, now being expanded to highways and roads across the nation. So this is a thumbs up from Obama to Big Sis to continue the excellent job she's been doing in butchering the US Constitution. Now, of course, Napolitano herself gave a speech only last week in which she cited the Portland attempted Christmas tree bombing as a major reason why the DHS needs more money to fight the radical Islamist threat. Failed to add the fact that the FBI gave the guy the bomb, the van, the cell phone, radicalized him, and without the federal provocateurs that were involved in the plot, wouldn't have been able to go forward with it. So again, Big Sis is seizing upon staged, contrived terror plots that the FBI runs in order to get this $37 billion increase in funding from Obama. Aaron Dykes, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm absolutely disgusted by this, but we already knew they were going to stand down after the public said no to the body scanners back at Thanksgiving time. Hopefully Bob Barr and them are still going to push that lawsuit forward, but we saw DHS stand down and supposedly listen to the people saying they didn't want body scanners while they roll it into the Super Bowl and while they announce it's going to go in shopping malls and as you pointed out, on the highways and stuff. And now, of course, there's a bigger budget for naked body scanners. Why do we need these? And yes, why aren't they talking about all the cases where it's an FBI contrivance, a sting operation, where they usually give them the bomb? I don't know what to say. Why is that never the story? Why is it always more, more, more? Of course, it's because it's a continued agenda, but what do you say, Paul?
Well, of course, the naked body scanners, they were implemented after the Christmas Day bombing with a staged underwear bomber who was allowed to get on the plane with the aid of the State Department and the well-dressed man, as we talked about earlier in the show. And, of course, even in that case, the naked body scanners now being used in airports across the world would not have prevented that attempted bombing from taking place. It's not only the privacy aspect, the fact that the feds are going to see you and your children naked, it's the fact that these scanners fire off radiation, which the largest radiation safety group on the planet has said could lead to serious health problems. And indeed, Napolitano, Big Sis, as well as John Pistoli, the TSA head, routinely lie. Pistoli again just a few days ago in front of Congress in saying that the Johns Hopkins University has completely validated these body scanners as being safe, when in fact the Johns Hopkins University directly stated that they were a health threat. And we've written many articles on the fact that every time it comes up, every time Napolitano or Pistoli have to testify about this, they just tell lie after lie after lie. And it's no surprise that they instantly seize upon these terror plots that the federal government has contrived in order to guarantee this massive federal slush fund, which of course also goes to the private companies that are in on the scam with them.
Yeah, and of course the whole system's turned on its head. The way to protect us from radical tyrants is to uphold the Fourth Amendment and the rest of the Bill of Rights, not to destroy it and force everyone to be checked. But you know, those body scanners were coming into airports before that contrived Christmas Day bombing. That was a contrived hoax, and they already had the plan. They were already rolling them out, and they had already bought them.
That's right. I'll leave you in the capable hands of Aaron Dykes. That's me for today. Stay tuned for the rest of the show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Keep watching the light.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are back. It is Monday, February 14th. I'm Aaron Dykes. I'm in for Alex. I'll be back tomorrow. And we just had Paul Watson. It's good to be on with him. I want to go through some headlines here. First, we have a video up on the site, The American Dream. It's not new, but it's very good, all about how the Federal Reserve is working against our American system. I added the headline, It's the Bank versus the Republic. Really good take on Andrew Jackson versus the Fed and the early founding fathers' attempt against the Rothschild interests and the other factions there. We have CIA Director Leon Panetta warns of a possible cyber Pearl Harbor. Interesting choice, Pearl Harbor, because we know it'll be a contrived internet attack. They've already talked about taking over the internet. They have an internet kill switch in the works and bills to go along with it. McClatchy, Obama assertion, FBI can get phone records without oversight. Why not? They're going to just continue this illegal terrorist operation against the American public, always pretending the threat is greater and greater, but we know who's really behind it. And, of course, if they're going to extend the Patriot Act, why not get FBI phone records without oversight? Algeria shuts down the Internet and Facebook as protests mount. We've already got into this, but we see the whole Middle East in a supposed uprising. We're going to keep a close eye on what's really going on there, as Egypt has just been taken over, basically, by the military. The LA Times, Los Angeles is getting tough with political protesters. They want jail time for people blocking the streets and stuff like that. Let's hope they don't throw away the First Amendment with it. Swine flu, the vaccine for swine flu has been linked to a 900% increase in the risk of developing narcolepsy, even though they've told us everyone must take these shots. They've told us they're safe. You better think twice about that. Arizona is suing the U.S. government for failing to enforce immigration laws. Jan Brewer, certainly not perfect, but she's been absolutely ridiculed over that. That the federal government should protect our borders is just a basic part of the Constitution. Was Judge John Roll the actual target of the Gifford shooting? That's an article by Ethan A. Huff, really raising questions about if the Tucson shooting was contrived in any way and if the very constitutional Judge John Roll was targeted. We've had Sheriff Mac Brown, Sheriff Richard Mack on about that, and I think it's an important question to raise. 21 signs that the once great U.S. economy is being gutted. Engineered economic collapse approaching. We better hope not. And David Icke talks about how there has been no revolution thus far in Egypt, for the same reasons we've talked about, that it's been a military-backed coup, a silent coup, ousting Mubarak, and we will see who takes control from there. I wanted to get more into Dear Glenn Beck, Egypt Destabilization Op, hatched by the globalist, not the communist. And the reason for that title is because the New World Order globalists who are in power now have been in power for at least about 100 years in its present form, probably longer. And everything we've seen going on with geopolitics, including in the Middle East region, has been controlled by British intelligence and the British Empire designs, which means that they're always using the Hegelian dialectic to play both sides. They fund an enemy, then they fight against them. When they replace a dictator, they always have someone new to go in, and they most importantly never want too strong of a leader to stay in power for too long. You saw this in Egypt the whole time. Not only has British intelligence been behind the radical elements in that region, they have put in place and taken out the dictators. The Muslim Brotherhood and the CIA ran out Nasser in the 70s, well, in the late 60s and then the 70s. They challenged his power, then he had to kind of fight for it. Then we saw Nasser have really a well-timed and suspicious death, and he's not the only leader. But this is all part of the larger British intelligence, now American, great game for geopolitical control. And in the post-World War II era, you really saw U.S. military forces taking over what had been the British Empire. The realignment, given the victories of the Allies in World War II, you saw the British convince the U.S. that they need to kind of take over these bases, put bases into place, and make sure they maintain stability over the global system by keeping chaos in the region. Chaos is the way to control the region, as the slogan goes, order out of chaos. And this great game really, well, if you pull up Spikeman's Rimlin, which is in my article, Spikeman's Rimlin, it shows a region of tension all the way from Europe through the Middle East, through India, Central Asia, and all the way to the eastern side of Asia, circling Russia. And you can see, even as the lines fit together, this is a Hegelian dialectic. It's meant to be order out of chaos, clashing countries. And it's just really interesting to go back through history. We have the Cecil Rhodes Roundtable Group, the secret societies, Cecil Rhodes was in South Africa, and he and his people completely contrived the, it used to be four states, and he contrived the wars, used his newspapers to create the clashes, create the conflicts. They provocated the wars in the middle of the night, and what they ended up with was South Africa. But that was just the beginning, because Cecil Rhodes, who was a real magnet for the diamond and gold mines and everything else that goes with it, started a secret society. He left seven wills. You can read about this in Carol Quigley's Anglo-American Establishment. And one of the groups he left behind was Alfred Milner's kindergarten. And Alfred Milner was down there in South Africa taking part in all this. But at Oxford, they have an intellectual group of a steering group for the secret society, the same secret society that became the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Council on Foreign Relations in the U.S., and the other branches of the international affairs institutes in other Western countries. The reason these groups are important is because they covertly have steered all these nations which used to be under British control and put in place a shadow government, in many cases making these countries feel like they had a true uprising. And the reason I'm bringing this up is to parallel it to Egypt. You have Lionel Curtis, one of the head of the Cecil Rhodes Secret Society Milner Kindergarten, who was also in South Africa, who had interactions with Gandhi when he started his protest in South Africa against the racial policies on the first-class train tickets, against mandatory thumbprinting, against ID cards. And all that was really a provocation to the larger Indian Revolution that culminated in Indian independence in 1947. The Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, particularly through Lionel Curtis, really steered that whole thing. The British, who took over India starting in the 1600s and really had gained full control by the mid-1800s, really never lost control, even through the Indian independence. They maintained a shadow government behind them. And you see this yet again in Lawrence of Arabia, the famous film by David Lean. T.E. Lawrence was also part of the Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, and they had played both sides and used an underhanded method to take over these regions, maintain British colonial interest while giving the local people a sense of their own destiny, a sense of their own leadership. You can see that in the film, but basically T.E. Lawrence single-handedly unites the Arabs, the various Arab tribes who were not a nation at that point, and gets them together during the World War I period and wins victory for them, only to sell them out in negotiations with the Treaty of Versailles, and that's very interesting as well. Now, I wanted to play a clip from The Man Who Would Be King, a 1979 movie. It's based on the Rudyard Kipling short story by the same name, The Man Who Would Be King. Rudyard Kipling was born in India and has been a very large proponent of the British colonial system. He sort of acknowledged that we were passing the torch to the U.S. and that they would be taking over the empire. You know, Rudyard Kipling was the architect of the white man's burden paradigm, where basically defending that white or Anglo colonial interests should take over these far-reaching parts of the world and influence their affairs, because it's just better to do that. If we could cue up that clip, I hope they have it ready. This will show you how they play both sides. They're going to take over a corrupt dictator and really have a plan to take over for their own means. These are two British Masonic soldiers from The Man Who Would Be King. Roll it.
We're not little men, so we're going away to be kings. Kings of Kafiristan.
Oh, Kafiristan.
We hear they have 32 idols there, so we'll be the 33rd and 34th. It's a place of warring tribes, which is to say, a land of opportunity.
It's a place of warring tribes. That is to say, a land of opportunity.
We'll go there. We'll say to any chief we can find, do you want to vanquish your foes? Of course, you'll say. Go to it. We'll fight for him, make him king, then we'll subvert that king. We'll seize his royal throne and loot the country four ways from Sunday. How's that for a plan?
Hold it right there.
He wants to know, are you...
So you see, they're going to approach the local dictator, approach the local king. They're going to tell him, do you want to vanquish your foes? We'll fight your enemies for you. This is classic Hegelian dialectic. This is how the British Empire has worked for literally hundreds of years. This takes place, of course, back in the mid-1800s, but it's not that much different of a game today, even in the Middle East. This is Kafiristan is in a region basically part of modern-day Afghanistan, and you see they're going to bribe the local dictators by fighting his enemies, only to later loot him. Continue, please.
He wants to know, are you gods?
Not gods, Englishmen, which is the next best thing.
Lavatar, Ladipta, Gurashab!
Bringing enlightenment to the darker regions of the earth.
That's the white man's burden.
He wants to know how rifle works.
Show him, Pidgey.
The power of the rifle.
We are not gods exactly, but we are heaven sent to deliver you from your enemies.
Aasman se nazil hue hain taaki tumhare dushmanon ko fana kar dein.
An idea of he cool you, Bashka.
Enemies all around.
The
Bashka are the worst.
Red Wall will give him.
Okay, hold on right there. Okay, so again, you see this local dictator. They've shown him the power of their firearms and said, you know, being Englishman is almost the next thing to being God, and they're going to fight their foes for him. That's when this local tribal king breaks down. He says, enemies. I have enemies all around. Anything you could do to help me. Go on as they use his ego to win over this local dictator so they can play both sides for greater British control.
He says he give you 2 goats for each Bashkai man you're killing.
A handsome offer. But rather than knocking them over one at a time, we'd like to do the whole thing in one fell swoop. Serve him up a proper victory. Storm Bashkai, take the city.
Ek daon mein. Sare qasar Bashkai ko lena chahte hain. He says, how much for all that?
Only the honor of leading the brave men of Urheb into battle.
Ko jang aur fateh dilwani hai.
Plus whatever we may fancy in the way of souvenirs.
Looting the country.
Bottle here and a bangle there.
Oh, kahin churi, kahin kanchi.
Bashkai is only the beginning. We hope to go on from victory to victory until he runs out of enemies.
Fateh pe fateh dilwana chahte hain.
And a monarch of all you survey.
From the highest place in the valley. Uta the Great.
Uta Akbar. Oh, he says he prefers Uta the Terrible.
Then Uta the Terrible it shall be.
And I think that's really funny. Uta the Great's not good enough. He wants to be Uta the Terrible. Well, whatever you want, because they're going to put a dictator in control, but they're really going to be the ones taking over the region. And this is just classic, great game, British colonial tension, playing two sides against each other to control the region. And I think in many ways this is what we're still seeing today in the Middle East region, only now it's not just the British, it's also American interest, it's Israeli interest, but they're all combined. It's the New World Order interest. And just because Glenn Beck talks about left-leaning socialist elements in this system doesn't mean it isn't still the military interests who are calling who gets to be a dictator, letting them feel powerful. They're going to be Uta the Terrible, but really who's in control will remain the U.S. British allied interest. And that's very interesting to see because it's just the Brzezinski great game. It's the Kissinger great game. It is the way they played out communist containment, taking over third world countries so they wouldn't fall to communism. Always you have the left hand as the enemy, the right hand as the savior. It's very Hegelian dialectic. You create the problem, you provide the solution after the population reacts. And we can only hope that the populations in Egypt will have a true revolution and will not fall into greater radicalism and that they will have true elections and be able to appoint their own leaders. But we know how much of history has gone, and it's just very startling to see that game. When we come back from break, I want to talk more about Ron Paul. He just gave a great speech where he says we shouldn't back up dictators anymore. Part of his larger theme of bringing home the U.S. empire, part of the larger theme of not giving foreign aid to all these countries, only to finance dictators and have them not be our friends later. And I think it's a great strategy. It's very important. In fact, maybe we should start that clip now, and then we'll come back from break with it.
Joining us is Republican Congressman Ron Paul of Texas. He's joining us now from the Conservative Political Action Conference here in Washington. Congressman Paul, thanks very much for joining us. Let's talk about Egypt, a subject you know quite a bit about. You said controversial remarks. He said the United States is, Egypt is the United States' 30-year mistake. What were you referring to?
Well, we've invested a lot of money in the Mubarak, and I don't think it was a good investment. It was stable for a while, but it was building the resentment and the instability that finally burst out. So I would say the $70 billion was not worth it, and that, unfortunately, many of those dollars ended up in Swiss bank accounts for his family. So I think it was a big mistake, and we really don't have the money to spare, and I don't think it does anything for our national security.
So if you had your way, the $1.5 billion a year that the U.S. provides Egypt in military, mostly military, about $1.3 billion, about another $200 million in economic assistance. If you had your way, all of that would be gone immediately. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not a believer in foreign aid. And, you know, I sort of liked what Eisenhower did in 1956. I was a college student then, had remembered the Korean War, and when the British and the French were attacked by the Egyptians to take the canal, and they went to Eisenhower, and Eisenhower said, I don't want to have anything to do with it. So I think that was good advice, and that's probably the way we should have stayed that way. And we should do a lot less, a lot sooner, and not waste all this money, because it tends to come back to haunt us. It reminds me a little bit about propping up the Shah of Iran. Just look at that problem. Then we ended up with the Ayatollah. So they're not good investments. I like the founder's advice. You know, be friends with people and trade with people and negotiate and get along.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol,
resveratrol, and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This guy that we can support, because most of them now have expressed, well, we can't really give them democracy. They might elect the wrong person. See, we're all for democracy as long as they pick the right person, and we just as soon prefer a dictator that will do our bidding, and then we give them a lot of money. I'd like another option. Rather than either just bombing people or giving them money, I would say friendship and diplomacy is a much better way to go. I mean, this army was built by us, and the military-industrial complex loved it. They made a lot of money off that. But the Army was there to, for all those 30 years, was to protect Mubarak. It wasn't for national defense purposes. So that's our Army. 450,000 troops that we more or less was...
I was just going to say, administration officials going back to Republican administrations, whether Bush or Reagan or Democratic administrations, the current one, or Bill Clinton's administration, they'll argue this military assistance to Egypt is a good investment in the United States because Egypt was an ally, a strategic partner, and cooperated with the U.S. in the war on terror, for example. So this was money well spent. That's the argument we've heard now for 30 years.
Well, yeah, but I think our current events proved my point. It wasn't well spent because it ended up in chaos, and we don't know who the next dictator is going to be, and it helped contribute to our bankruptcy. So
but
I would
maybe
say
the next,
well
maybe
spent.
The next leader of Egypt will. But if the next leader of Egypt, Congressman, is a democratically elected leader, popular, and doing all the right things, it wouldn't necessarily be a dictator. Why do we have to assume the next leader of Egypt is going to be a dictator?
Yeah. That would be great, but I personally believe that the odds of that happening are much better if we're not there picking up and picking and the individuals to spend our money on it. So I'm for that. I just don't believe that the best way to do is get in there and finance the military. The military right now, of course, is dependent on us, and the military is in charge, so we really own the country right now.
All right, let's stop it right there. Okay, that is Ron Paul very hopefully talking. It's very hopeful to me, rather, that they can finally talk about cutting military spending, bringing home the troops, ending this overseas foreign empire. And the conservative movement at CPAC really has shown that they are behind Ron Paul on this, and they see through the neocon game, and they've had enough of the Cheney and Rumsfeld types. I've just gotten word that We Are Change has confronted Dick Cheney. You can look for that tomorrow. But for today, we can really hope that we won't continue to destabilize the region to fund these dictators and to fund supposedly democratic movements only to see them go astray. It's very good that we're talking about bringing ourselves back to a nation-based, constitution-based system. And I'm just excited to see Ron Paul talking about that and that issue being on the table. If you go to GCN Live, you can read Terrorists Who Trained London Bombers Was Working for U.S. Government. More evidence that the 7-7 plot was just another case of FBI, MI6 intelligence provocateuring, sting operations where they give them the bombs. It's disgusting the way this war on terror is supposed to continue, that we're supposed to clamp down at home and continue fomenting chaos overseas. It's probably not a good long-term strategy for true U.S. dominance, and I think we'd be wise to reconsider that. You can also read Dear Glenn Beck, Egypt Destabilization Op Hatched by Globalists, Not Communists. I think it's one of Alex's most powerful videos. It's up on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, and it can be found on our websites. Make sure to visit PrisonPlanet.tv. Probably better than ever. We have all kinds of original interviews, sit-downs with very intriguing figures who've been on the Alex Jones show. But you really get to see things from them, their perspective. And don't forget to visit Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Aaron Dykes sitting in, and Alex will be back tomorrow.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.